American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank, Document Page 241. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 209. It was about 15 minutes to 12 when we left the factory. Mr. Frank was writing when we came into his office. When we left the factory, the following people were still there. Arthur White, Mrs. White, May Barrett, her daughter Harry Denham, the stenographer, and Mr. Frank. Cross-examined, we met Mr. Holloway as he came out of the factory as we went in. We met Lemmy Quinn afterwards at the Greek Cafe. It took us about 5 minutes to go there and come back to the Greek Cafe. We got a cup of coffee and a sandwich and were getting the change when Quinn came in. Mrs. Emma Clark Freeman, I worked at the pencil factory. On the 26th, I reached the factory with Miss Hall about 25 minutes to 12. I saw Mr. Frank at his office. He was talking to two men. Mrs. White and Mr. Frank's stenographer were also in the office. I left about a quarter to 12. I met Lemmy Quinn afterwards in a cafe. He said he had just been up to see Mr. Frank, Miss Magnolia Kennedy. I am in the metal department. I drew my pay on Friday, April 25th, from Mr. Schiff at the pay window. Helen Ferguson was there when I went up there. Mr. Frank was not there. Mr. Schiff gave Helen Ferguson her pay envelope. Helen Ferguson did not ask Mr. Schiff for Mary Fagan's money. Cross-examined. On Monday, Mr. Barrett called my attention to the hair which was found on the machine. It looked like Helen's hair. Helen did not have any business going to Mr. Frank when Mr. Schiff was paying off. She did not go in and ask Mr. Frank for Mary's money. I left with her. Mr. Frank was not paying off that day. Wade Campbell. I work for the pencil factory. I had a conversation with my sister, Mrs. Arthur White, on Monday, April 28th. She told me that she had seen a Negro sitting at the elevator shaft when she went into the factory at 12 o'clock on Saturday, and that she came out at 12:30. She heard low voices but couldn't see anybody. On April 26th, I got to the factory about 9:30. Mr. Frank was in his outer office. He was laughing and joking with people there, and he joked with me. I have never seen Mr. Frank talk to Mary Fagan, Lemmy Quinn. I am the foreman of the metal department. The floor of the metal room is very dirty. You could not tell at the alleged blood spots whether they were varnish or oil. We have blood spots quite frequently when people get their hands cut. I remember a man by the name of Gilbert was hurt in that room. He bled freely. About 8 months ago, a boy cut his hand pretty badly and was carried by the ladies' dressing room to the main office, right over the place where Barrett found the blood spots. His hand was bleeding. About 100 women work in the factory. Haskellane is scattered all over the floor of the metal room. That floor has never been scrubbed since I have been at the factory. I could not tell what color hair it was that Barrett found. There were only a half dozen strands in it. Chief Lanford took it. The last time I saw Mary Fagan before the murder was on Monday. She left about 2 o'clock because